Hello, and welcome to the final episode of Season 1 of The Expatriate. I'm your host, Ian McIntosh. This week, I'll be taking a look at what I learned from the first season and what I hope to accomplish in the future. I hope you enjoy. Making this show has been a learning experience in more ways than one. Besides all the technical shenanigans, I learned quite a bit about how I communicate. Editing yourself talking for hours at a time will do that to you. In the first episode of the series, I talked a bit about how I felt disconnected from reality. Those feelings haven't gone away, but in talking to my friends and colleagues on the podcast, I have realized that most of us expats experience these kinds of feelings at some point. It's just part of the ride, I guess. I chose to focus on Finland for this first season because, in some way, I wanted to distill my experience here. It's hard to do that while I'm still living here, but I do think talking about it helped. I'm not done talking about Finland. I still want to talk to more people outside my social circle about their experiences and hopefully include some more Finns in the dialogue. However, the focus of the podcast will be shifting away from this country. There is, after all, a whole world of stories left to tell. I have big plans in the works for season 2. I'll keep you updated as they progress, but for now, I'm taking a break to regroup and plan. I wish I had more to say to you today. I wish I had some big revelation about how these 6 episodes have changed the way I think about nationality and living abroad, but I don't. I think that's why I need to continue making the show. I have so much left to learn. Many thanks to all the guests who came on the show this season. I quite literally could not have done it without you. Thanks to Isabel for the theme music and all your help with promotion. Thanks to Laura for your assistance with the interviews. You guys are the best. And finally, thanks to all of you who tuned in. This is your host, Ian McIntosh, saying goodbye for now.